This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Beauty and Personal Development channels. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Today, I am chatting with the beautiful, both inside and out, founder of the cosmetics company Crizzly Formulations in Helga Armanak. Helga joins the ranks of inspiring female entrepreneurs who have been making their goals and dreams happen, having led her award-winning company to lots of success. Now, she's giving back with her latest project, I Am Empowered, a social networking community where women can share their stories to help inspire and empower others. Helga, certainly a privilege to have you a part of eHealth Radio today.
Thank you for having me.
You are welcome. So first of all, who is one of your biggest inspirations and why?
Wow, that's a very good question. My mom. My mom was the biggest inspiration because I think no one had a harder life, and she's passed away now, and a harder death than she did, I would say. And it was all about her kids, and she put her kids before herself. She struggled all her life by being a woman unappreciated, a woman who was abused, a woman that went through a lot of pain and suffering.
And a lot of women have been making waves in the executive boardroom lately. For example, Sheryl Sandberg and her Lean In movement. How does it feel to be a part of what some people are calling the latest wave in female empowerment?
It feels great, but I still think we're not there. I still believe women are looked at differently, treated differently. We don't have the respect as a man would have in the business world or in anywhere else sometimes. I mean, in some countries, men don't even want to talk to women or they can't negotiate with women. We're still not there, and we got to fight harder to get there.
Now, can you recall a challenge you once experienced and tell us how you overcame that? That, I'm sure, would be an inspiration to the listener.
Well, a couple things. Number one, you know, it growing up, it really hurt me tremendously seeing my mom being tortured and being powerless as a woman living in a third world country, Beirut, Lebanon. But in addition to that, in Beirut, Lebanon, there was a war, and there continues to be instability in all of Middle East. But not only was I born in war, I was raised in war. Lived under bombs, lost housing. My dad lost everything, and we had to come out and come to this country to basically find a better way of life, and not just even a better way of life, just a safer way of life and not constantly living in fear for our safety. I came to this country, did not speak any English, did not have a place, had nothing, basically start from bottom up. And today, I'd say maybe 30, 35 years later, almost 40 years later, I'm proud to say that I've made something not just only out of self. I help many others. I employ many people. A lot of their families work and live out of what we do, and I want to give back now. I want to help all those women who suffer day in and day out. There's over 80 million women refugees, whether that includes this country, not just global, whether they're abused, they're beaten up, that they've been mistreated. There's women who cannot go out of education and get a better quality of life. And I'm doing this for to help women, but also it's very personal, very close to my heart, and there's nothing bigger that I can do or anyone can do by giving another woman a better opportunity and improving her quality of life.
Well, you've certainly got a story to tell. There's no question about that. Today we are with Helga Armanok, founder of the cosmetics company Crizzly Formulations, here on eHealth Radio's Beauty and Personal Development channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. So, Helga, what do you find most rewarding about working with women in the cosmetics industry?
Well, women need to, you know, it's every woman wants to look her best. I mean, I don't care. It's just part of our nature. That's how we're built. And looking good can be defined two ways. You can look as beautiful as you want on the outside, but if you're not feeling good internally, you can't look beautiful. You can't feel beautiful. And sometimes you're so happy and you're just glowing, and that just comes out through your eyes, through your skin, and through your smile. So beauty is really two things. It's within and also externally. I have developed a product line that's called Measurable Difference. And you can see the line if you go to MaryDDog.com. It's all about products that you truly see a difference. It's not just products that you apply and you don't see the result. You do see measurable difference. You can measure the difference, whether it's the mascara or the lash growth serum or the instant facelift. Now, any proceeds that come from that are being distributed to through different women channel organization, Women Commissioner Group, Look Good, Feel Better, which is a cancer organization that helps women feel better and look better about themselves when they're being treated cancers. It's a global organization. They go to all the hospitals and give women makeovers, manicure, pedicure, and they give them a sample back of goodies. In addition to that, I've built a website, and I want to encourage every woman that has any challenge, whether it's relationship challenge, health challenge, financial challenge, that can go there and reach out to all the other women out there and share her story and maybe benefit, and other women can reach out to help them. In addition, there's going to be resources if you have cancer, if you need a shelter in your certain area, who to call, how to get a shelter, or if you are financially in poverty but want education, who to reach out to be able to get you in schools. It's a great resource, but the most powerful part is, again, women to help other women that have or experiencing or have experienced the same problem.
I see that you creatively named your company Crizzly after your son and daughter, Chris and Natalie. What was the reason behind that? I would be curious.
Well, I want this to live on. I want it to grow. I want it to continue. And I'm hoping that this is enough inspiration for my kids to take over and continue the legend. That's the only reason. And so they can feel it's not just for them. I want them to continue doing what I'm doing.
You obviously draw a lot of inspiration from your children, Chris and Natalie. What is one way you hope to inspire them as well?
Well, my kids, I want them to see that everything is possible. You create your own future. You are your own God, and you have control over your life, and you can be whatever you want to be. That's number one. And when you have the strength, you should be able to pass on your success and your support and your help and your wealth to others that are in more need. If not, it's all meaningless.
And if you would, tell our listeners where they can get more information or to be in contact with you online. Where would be the best place for them to do that?
The easiest website is md.com. That's motherdoctor.com. And the website for all the different resources available out there for women is I Am Empowered, IEYEAMAM Empowered, EMPOWRED.com. And we're also giving a trip to Hawaii for anyone who goes out there and shares their story. We're going to have a random raffle for Christmas as a giveaway trip for two to Hawaii. So we really encourage people to go in there and share their stories. It's free. There's no cost. And we encourage other women to be engaged and help the people who are weaker and in need.
In conclusion, any closing thoughts on what we've been speaking about today or anything you'd like to leave with a listener on the way out?
Please, if you have a mother, a child, a daughter, a friend, a relative, someone distant that you know can use help, help them join IAmEmpowered.com. Have them go in there and tell us their story and help them to help others. I just want everyone to reach out and help each other in need, people in need, women in need especially.
Well, Helga, certainly has been good to have had you. We've been speaking with Helga Armanach, founder of the cosmetics company Crisley Formulations, with her latest project, I Am Empowered, a social network community where women can share their stories to help inspire and empower others. And once again, the websites of reference is IAmEmpowered.com as well as MD.com. Again, Helga, thanks so much for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And this has been Eric Michaels. And you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Beauty and Personal Development Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.